Well, as part of the brand new football jackpot bet for the new season, we've had plenty of near miss winners, but plenty of consolation winners as well. But no better example than last weekend when Kevin Wint came within not only one result, but literally a minute or two of taking away a huge prize. It wasn't quite to be, Kevin, but still a nice consolation prize of £12,000. Have you been a regular playing the football jackpot?
Yeah, I've played it ever since the first one come out, especially when it was £1 million jackpot at the beginning one. Obviously, you live the dream and try your hope with a pound, don't you?
Tell us a bit about the weekend, because obviously on the coupons, 12 of the games were on Saturday. So you were sitting pretty Saturday night, but you weren't aware during the afternoon, were you?
No, it wasn't until I checked my bet slip about 10 o'clock at night. I went online, I checked, obviously it was the first one I put on, so it was the last one I come to when I was checking. Everyone was lost, and I got to that, and I didn't believe my eyes at first with all the wins.
Going into Sunday, many of us as punters often think, what would we do in that position? Just tell us a bit about what happened on Sunday and how did you manage to watch the matches?
Well, for the first one, it was on normal TV, but my partner, I was doing her head in, so she told me to go and do a bit of shopping, and I actually spoke to a lad from work in the shop who told me Forest was winning, so from that moment on, I was a bit ecstatic. Going into the Chelsea game when that was half time and it was a draw, I was back at home. Obviously went 1-0 up and 2-0 up. So from then onwards, it was like I was living the dream.
And obviously we were following on Twitter what had happened. And I believe a few of your friends, you're not on Twitter, but some of your friends are. And they let you know about the consolation, which maybe you weren't aware of.
No, I mean, by the time I got round to her parents' house, her sister and that had got it all up on their account, and I did know at that particular point how much I was going to win regardless of the result.
And I think you've been down to meet the man that denied you, haven't you?
Yeah, I've just literally on my way back now from meeting Wilfred Bonney. He's a lovely man, he's ever so friendly with us. I don't blame him for the goal, it was a great goal, he took it well, and obviously delighted for them and Swansea for getting that far in the FA Cup.
But still, you do have that consolation of £12,000. Any ideas of what you're doing with that yet?
To be honest, it's already gone. The money's already gone. It's gone into our account and we've just cleared all our debt, and we've got a little bit left over that we're going to enjoy and go on a holiday with.